Coming up on episode number 1122, it is two cover stories today. First one for Roy Orbison, who would have been turning 80, and the second for Mr. Paul Carrack, who you know from not only a great solo career, but a bunch of other bands that he fronted. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville tonight with two cover stories, one for Mr. Roy Orbison and another for Paul Carrack. Now, Paul Carrack, you may not know by name. You should. He's a great singer, great solo artist, as well as being the front man for the band Ace, who had a big hit with How Long, and also one of the two lead singers for the band Mike and the Mechanics, Paul Young being the other one. Not the Paul Young, the Every Time You Go Away Paul Young, but a different Paul Young, also passed away in the 2000s, I believe. Of course, you also might know him from the songs Tempted and Loving You Tonight by the band Squeeze. He was part of the band for their East Side Story album and also rejoined for the Some Fantastic Place album. We're going to hear a lot of stuff from Paul Carrack later on in the show. Before that, though, let's get to Roy Orbison. Like I said, he would have turned 80 this year. And aside from, of course, a legend in music, he was also part of the Traveling Wilburys, so we'll hear some covers of that. Let's start with a cover that pays tribute to a song that Roy Orbison did originally, but was repopularized in the 80s by Cyndi Lauper. Here, it's covered by the Proto Men from their great cover-up album, just called The Cover-Up, but it's a great album. Came out in 2015. Here are the Proto Men and I Drove All Night.
From your sleep to make love to you. Yeah. This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles fly on a mountain high.
This is Coverville.
Some twilight land where all but love is gray, where I can't find my way without her by my side. Night falls, I'm cast beneath a spell. Daylight comes, our heaven turns to hell. Am I meant to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery. By her size, it's a darkness in her eyes that slowly sends me away. Love so sharp it cuts like a switchblade to my heart. Words tearing me apart. Night falls, I'm cast beneath the spell. Daylight comes, our heavens turn to hell. Am I meant to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery.
Covers of songs that came from an album that really felt like a Traveling Wilburys album, and that's because it was produced by Jeff Lynne with some help from Tom Petty. Mystery Girl, performed there by Griffin House. That one recorded live in studio at Shifted Sound. A guy named Shelby Miller was a colleague in podcasting. And I don't think Shifted Sound is happening anymore, but for a while, it was a great, really great podcast. You can actually go and find the archives of it online, and it's really, really good. That was recorded live in studio by Griffin House back in 2009. Before that, You Got It, another song from that Mystery Girl album. That one covered there by The King. No, not Elvis Presley, but by a performer who goes by the name The King. That one from his 2000 album, Return to Splendor. And it's a really cool concept. This guy basically does an Elvis impersonation, but it's not a joking, it's not a tongue-in-cheek, it is a, you know, here's how he wants to pay homage to all these artists, and I think it's a really, really cool way to do it. The King from the album Return to Splendor. Handle with Care. This was recorded live at George Fest, which just came out on CD and DVD and Blu-ray this year, brand new, but recorded several years back. It was a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison, but of course, they've got to include some Traveling Wilburys stuff in there as well. That track featured vocals from Brandon Flowers from The Killers, Britt Daniel, Danny Harrison, Jonathan Bates, Wayne Coyne, and I believe it was Weird Al Yankovic who was doing the Roy Orbison part of that Handle with Care cover. I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure from the audio. I have not watched the video yet. I've got the CD sitting right next to me here on my desk. See it right here, George Fest. Have not watched it yet, but I need to. And I'll be able to confirm without a doubt who is doing the Roy Orbison part there. Pretty Woman, before that, a cover by Charlene Spiteri, former lead singer of the band Texas. That one from her 2010 solo album called The Movie Songbook, in which she does covers of songs from popular movies. Of course, that one from Pretty Woman, the Julia Roberts movie. The Proto Band at the top of that set from that soundtrack to a movie that never existed, The Cover-Up, came out last year, was one of my favorite albums of the year, cover albums of the year, and featured that cover there of I Drove All Night. A lot of people think it's a Cyndi Lauper tune. Yeah, she did it. She covered it, and she did make it her own, but originally done, and done well, by Mr. Roy Orbison. Let's do another set, paying tribute to the music of Roy. And how about this one? Again, a song that sometimes gets attributed to Linda Ronstadt being the first performer. No. This was absolutely a great Roy Orbison track before Linda Ronstadt had a hit with it. Performed here by Norah Jones featuring M. Ward. That one from her album called Featuring, in which she performs a lot of duets with other great musicians. Came out in 2010. Here's Norah Jones and Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou,
saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back some. Sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou, where the fishing boats with the sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes,
maybe I'll go back there again. Maybe I'll see some of my friends. Maybe I'll be happy again on Blue Bayou.
Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world some sweet day gonna take away this hurting inside. Oh, I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue
over you. whole day through. Dream baby got me
dreaming sweet dreams, nighttime too. I love you and I'm dreaming of you, but that won't do. Dream, baby, make me stop my dreaming. You can make my dreams come true. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams, nighttime too. I love you and I'm dreaming of you, but that won't do. Dream, baby, make me stop my dreaming. You can make my dreams come true.
Isaac from his Best Of album, which came out in 2006, sounded, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that that sounded a lot like Roy Orbison himself. Chris Isaac, no stranger to doing some great tribute albums, especially that Sun Records tribute that he did a few years back, really, really captured the feeling and the style and the era in which that music came out. Really, really amazing covers from Chris Isaac, and always look forward to seeing something new from Chris. The Last Names, right before that, with a cover of Dream Baby, that was from their 2012 project 52 Covers, in which they picked a different song to cover every week. Look for it online. I believe they're all on either Bandcamp or SoundCloud. You can find him there. Jeff Lynne, before that, from his 2012 album Long Wave, which was an all-cover album for the ELO frontman. That one featured his cover there of Running Scared, and that is such a great album. Especially if you're an ELO fan, it belongs in your library, without a doubt. Poema, right before that, with their version of Crying from a collection called The Cover Up, featuring a bunch of different artists. That one came out in 2014. And Norah Jones, featuring M. Ward and a cover of Blue Bayou, that one from Norah Jones's album Featuring, which sees her doing a lot of duets with great singers like M. Ward and many others. Again, great tribute right there, or great day for a tribute to the music of Roy Orbison, barely scratching the surface of all the amazing music that Roy wrote and recorded. Such a great artist, and he continues to be missed, but his music carries through to this day. All right, before we get to the second half of the show, let's talk a little bit about Amazon.com and the Amazon's Got You Covered listener purchase of the week. So here's what you do. You go to coverville.com, right? You either go to the show notes of an episode, or you go to the banner in the middle of the page, Amazon.com banner. Right now it's featuring the new Amazon Echo, or the sort of new Amazon Echo. You click that link and it takes you to Amazon. And what happens? Well, nothing really, other than the fact that a little code is entered into the URL. I'm going to be really descriptive this time and tell you exactly what happens. No, there's a little code basically that tells Amazon that you came from coverville.com. And at that point, anything that you add to your cart and purchase is automatically granted a commission to Coverville. You don't pay a single extra penny. It is so completely invisible to you. There's no better way to say that it's invisible to you, right? You don't see it. You don't even see it happening. But Amazon says, oh, hey, Brian, hey, thanks for sending some people over to Amazon from your site. How about a couple bucks? And those couple bucks add up. And before you know it, I can afford an entire album. It's amazing, right? Well, you guys have been using that. You guys continue to use that. And sometime in the last 7 days, somebody bought, let's use this one right here, the Sony HDR AS200 VW Action Cam with Wi-Fi and GPS. So this is Sony's GoPro, basically. It's splash-proof, it's probably shock-resistant, it's got stabilization, and it's Sony's way of making sure that this summer you've got a way to record all of your adventures and then sync them to your laptop, your tablet, your phone, whatever. It is the Sony HDR Action Cam. It's what somebody bought to make sure that they have a great summer where they're definitely going to be doing a lot of river rafting. It is just one of many ways that shows that Amazon has got you covered. Make sure to stop by Coverville on your way to Amazon every time you use it and click on one of those Amazon links to help out Coverville. Okay, now moving to the second half of our show today and the music of Paul Carrack, who, again, you probably know, you definitely know his voice. His voice has been part of so many great singles, so many great bands, and if you're unfamiliar with his solo stuff, you need to rectify that immediately. Go check out some of his great albums, Blue Views, Groovin', Still Groovin', especially One Good Reason, kind of the one that really kind of kicked off his second coming, his second solo career, and it's so good. Let's start, though, with some of those older songs, those older ones that you probably know by different names. For example, the band Ace he fronted. And in 1993, the band that gave us Funky Town, yes, Lips Inc., recorded this cover of How Long, originally by Ace, performed here by Lips Inc.
bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth has discovered what's been going on. Now that you have gone,
believe in me, I'm with the house. It's too late now. It's too late
when we die.
Oh, when we die. wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. Didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. So say it, say it, say it loud.
From that fantastic 1987 album, One Good Reason by Paul Carrack. That is his cover of Jackie DeShannon's When You Walk in the Room. Probably the most famous song. Well, maybe the second most famous song originally done by Jackie DeShannon. The first most famous song wasn't popularized by her, at least not initially. It was popularized by Kim Carnes. Betty Davis Eyes was originally done by Jackie DeShannon as well. That's Paul Carrack doing a cover of When You Walk in the Room. Before that, a cappella, The Living Years, that one performed by Straight No Chaser from their With a Twist album from 2010. The Hidden Citizens right before that with Silent Running, that one released last year as the backing music for the Assassin's Creed trailer, video game trailer. Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra from the 1994 album Lift the Lid with a cover of Tempted, a song that, it's funny, Jules Holland, also a member of Squeeze, not at the same time as Paul Carrack. Paul Carrack kind of took over keyboard duties when Jules Holland left the band before, I guess it was before Sweets from a Stray, no, it was before East Side Story. There we go. So Jules Holland left the band before East Side Story. Paul Carrack joined the band for one album, left, and I want to say John Bentley took over for Sweets from a Stranger, and then Jules Holland came back for Cozy Fan Tutti Frutti. Cool to hear Jules Holland covering a song from the band he was a part of, but not during the time that he was part of it. That's where I was going with that whole thing. Jules Holland is cover of Tempted by Squeeze. Lips Inc. At the top of that set with a cover of How Long. Of course, Lips Inc. best known for their Funky Town, which was covered also in the 80s by Pseudo Echo. That version right there, a cover of the song by Ace, they released that in 1993 on their Best of Lips Inc. CD. And guess what? I bet you Funky Town is probably on that Best of as well. I'm just going out on a limb here and guessing that Funky Town is probably on there. The album is called Funky World. So, yeah, there you go. All right, last set of music here, and let's start off with a track that joins Paul Carrack with a frequent collaborator of his, a guy by the name of Nick Lowe. They're both part of that same Britpop movement, that pub rock movement from the 80s UK. And both of them, of course, worked with Elvis Costello. Both of them worked with Squeeze. They worked together. And this song, I believe, is co-written by Nick Lowe. But Paul Carrack released it first on the album Suburban Voodoo. Nick Lowe followed it up and included it on his 1994 anthology CD. Here's Nick Lowe and the Impossible Birds with I Live on a Battle. Field.
I live on a battlefield, surrounded by the ruins of the love we built, and then destroyed between us, the smoke has cleared. As I stumble through the rubble, I'm a dazed, seeing double, and I'm truly mystified. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and a muddy water and bits of broken heart all around. There is desolation and the scenes of a devastation of a love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. The one where not one single drop of our blood has spilled is no less horrifying, sweet a memory. Of a bygone situation, now shattered, lord and battered, a lie scattered all around. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water, yes, and the bits of broken heart all around. There is desolation and the scenes of a devastation of a love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield.
battlefield. Everything that can has gone wrong.
I live on a battlefield.
It's gonna take spine to carry on.
I live on a battlefield.
I'm like a drowning man coming up for air.
I live on a battlefield.
I'm looking for another survivor, but I can't see one anywhere. My new home,
my home is filled with muddy water.
All around,
there's bits of broken heart.
My world, yeah, one of a desolation and the scenes of a devastation. There is no consolation for a love been torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield, battlefield. I live on a battlefield.
See me walking down the street and I start to cry each time you meet. Walk on by, walk on by, make believe you don't see the tears that let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you I break down and cry.
This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
I'm Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Man. I hope I will enjoy my show.
This is Coverville.
From now on, I'm going to be turning over a brand new leaf. It may be tough. Life.
amazing Led Zeppelin cover there by a very hard to find band, that another one that Paul Carrack fronted, called Spin 1-2, and the O in 1 is spelled with the number 1, the T in 2 is spelled with the number 2, just in case you want to search it out. It came out in 1993, only released one self-titled album, but on it were, it was all covers, and it was all amazing. That cover of Kashmir by Led Zeppelin, covered there by Spin 1-2. From Now On, covered by Nick Lowe, that one also from the Nick Lowe anthology, and originally done by Paul Carrack. So I misspoke earlier. I said I Live on a Battlefield was from Suburban Voodoo. No, that one was from Groove Approved. Suburban Voodoo was the first Paul Carrack solo album, and it had I Need You and then that original version of the song From Now On, which you heard covered there by Nick Lowe. Walk On By, covered by Paul Carrack. That one from his 2002 release, Still Groovin', originally done by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, sung by Dionne Warwick. Classic Burt Bacharach track there. And I Live on a Battlefield, the aforementioned I Live on a Battlefield, performed by Nick Lowe and the Impossible Birds. That one originally done by Paul Carrack, and the Nick Lowe version released in 1994 and re-released on that anthology CD. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville is the email address to use. Of course, you can also call the request line. It's confirmed that request line is working. Oh, I forgot to play the audio. I have audio of somebody saying, yep, it's working. I'll play that on the next episode. You can call that. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's toll-free, 1-877-7-COVER-9. Does anybody really care about toll-free anymore now that we have cell phones with unlimited data plans and long distance and stuff like that? Anyway, hey, if you care about it, it's toll-free. You can also visit coverville.com. Your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Check it out. The new database working great and all sorts of new great features. Still more stuff to add there, but it's all coming together. And if you were part of the funding for the new podcast I'm working on with Hem and Chamberlain called Soundography, that's going to be debuting here in the next couple months. Stick around for that. We're really excited to start putting that together for you. And what Coverville is to covers, Soundography is going to be to lesser known artists and bands, or bands maybe you only know by one or two singles. You know, Paul Carrack might be a good topic for that. Might have to think about him for season two. Anyway, that is Soundography, and it's going to be coming soon to a podcast catcher near you. All right, we'll be back with next week's show, which will feature a Glen Campbell cover story. Didn't get to it this time around. Such great music for Paul Carrack and Roy Orbison. Didn't have room for it, so it'll be next week. All this and more coming up next week. Be here, won't you? Until then, this is Brian Amitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Make sure you're part of the Coverville Patreon and the Coverville Citizens Group on Facebook. Go to patreon.com/Coverville. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, whether you're silent running or running scared, you'll always have something to listen to.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.